Do you understand what you are reading? The eunuch replied, How can I unless someone instructs me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our scriptures have two big messages for us today. We could go in and go through them verse by verse, word by word. You can find more. But two big messages today. And the first is to listen to the Holy Spirit. To listen to God. To God who is always desiring to speak to us. You see, here within our first reading, why is it that Philip even leaves his home? Is it because he needs to get a little exercise and so he's going to walk down to Gaza by the desert road? No. He is compelled and moved because he is constantly in prayer to God. And because of that, his ears are able to be attentive to the movements of the Spirit, and he goes immediately. Not saying, why should I be going down this way? Not, hey, I've got better things to do, or maybe I'll do that a little bit later. He goes. And because he's responsive, the Lord speaks to him again in the Spirit and says, run up to that chariot. And when he runs up to that chariot, he finds a man who needs to encounter God. You see, in the gospel, what Jesus says is that we have to listen to the Father, because everyone who listens to the Father learns from him and then comes to Jesus. So we got to listen to God. When we're spending our time before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, as we do every day, are we actually listening to him, or are we just planning our day? Are we actually trying to hear what God is trying to say? Are we just trying to pass time? Or are we trying to say everything that we want to say? Prayer requires listening. And when we listen, God speaks. We hear, and we have an opportunity to do what it is that he's prepared before us. That's the first lesson. And the second lesson is this. What is the response as soon as St. Philip goes up to this chariot? The Ethiopian eunuch says, How can I understand these scriptures unless someone instructs me? In the Greek, what it actually says is, how can I understand unless somebody becomes my guide? That's an important thing. It's an important thing to see that the same is with us. We don't understand what God is saying in his word unless we have a guide. Who's the primary guide of the church? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the primary guide. So he's the one who opens up the scriptures for us. But just like we have in our Bible study every single week, every time we go there, you come out with a new understanding of something that seems like it's not really that important, and we spend an entire 45 minutes like we did this past week breaking open 16 words. Because there's something hidden in there, and we need a guide. Catholics don't just open up their scriptures and begin trying to understand what's going on there, because we know that we don't have a full understanding of everything. We need help. We need a guide. We can't just rely on the Holy Spirit, because we know we can resist the Holy Spirit. So what do? We follow the same example of the apostles. Remember, every time when Jesus is giving a teaching, a strong teaching within the gospel, it says that the disciples didn't understand this until what? Until the Holy Spirit came upon them and instructed them in everything. And so, because of that, we listen to the apostles. We listen to those who were given the Spirit there originally so that they can interpret these things authoritatively for us. So we listen to the church. So every time we have an idea about what Scripture is saying, we always subject it to the scrutiny of the church, because she knows. She's smarter than anyone who's here. She's smarter than I am by a billion times. And so if we are truly going to be listening to God, if we are really going to be having our ears attuned to what Jesus is actually trying to say, listening to the Spirit also means listening to the church. And so today, We listen to the church in the Mass. We listen to the church as he instructs us in what the Eucharist really is, so that we may truly, as it says here in John chapter 6 today, and as we will continue on with the rest of our week, seeking to actually nibble upon the flesh of God, that his flesh may take root in our life, and as it says here, that by eating his flesh, we too may be raised up on the last day. Jesus is true to his promises. He speaks to us if we listen, and he speaks to us through his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.